This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And that's what the psalm writer was saying. I'd rather be on the fringe. I'd rather be on the outside looking in of the presence of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I asked my oldest son, Jonathan, I said, I want you to do some research on this verse for me. And he did. He wrote a good piece on it. He said, the reference to the dwelling in the house of the wicked in this verse wouldn't necessarily have meant seeking pleasure in a seedy, evil place of ill repute. It actually correlates to the lifestyles of the wealthy and the celebrated people of our culture. That's what it represents. David is saying he'd rather work the lowest position in the house of God than to be rich and powerful, recognized and celebrated in the culture. He'd rather work a position with little or no recognition or compensation than to be a person who is wealthy, powerful, important, and admired. I didn't say this in the first service, but the tents of the wicked sounds so R-rated, doesn't it? And you picture, you know, a place of ill repute, you picture a bar, a Waffle House. No, that was a joke. I'm just kidding. I like Waffle House, so I shouldn't have said that. But you picture a seedy place, and all these illicit images come to mind, and what I want to tell you is that the wicked refers to men and women who simply ignore the Lord God Almighty. Not somebody who's shooting up heroin in behind a building somewhere. Not somebody who's in an illegal gambling game somewhere. That's not the tent of the wicked, or someone who's in a house of prostitution. It's a man or woman who says, I don't have any regard for the Lord at all. That's a wicked man. That's biblically a wicked woman, somebody who doesn't give the Lord God Almighty the time of day. And that's scary. And so the psalm writer said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper, hanging on to the door, than to be living in the tents of the wicked. Verse 11 says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Couple of things there. God is the one who takes credit for bestowing favor and honor. We think we get favor and honor from the system, the world system apart from Christ. We think we get it from the culture. We get it from the school. We get it from the workplace. And we do. There are things like that. But the Lord says, I will affirm you in ways that no man can. I'll bless you in ways that no woman can bless you. I'll bless you in ways that the system, the world system, cannot do. We approach God in humility, but we also approach him like a child. Some of you know who Lucy Swindoll is, the daughter of Chuck Swindoll, that you've heard on the radio many times, perhaps. In her book, Outrageous Joy, she said, I've got a good friend named Nay, E-N-E-Y. I'd never heard that name before, Nay Bailey. She says, Lucy, don't edit your prayers. I love that thought, she says. When a child pulls at his or her mother's coattail for something he or she wants, they don't stand there thinking, now how should I phrase this? Let's see. Should I start with I want? Is that too forward? Is that too direct? No, child doesn't think that way at all. The kid blurts out his or her thoughts spontaneously with total abandon. The sincerity of their heart exposes their deepest desires, petitions, and longings to the parent he loves or she loves and trusts. Praying that way to our Heavenly Father fosters a bonding that's sweet and comforting. Here's my thought. We come to the Lord like a child with humility, not demanding, not arrogantly saying, give me this, give me that, and I better get what I want.
Well, my guess is the attitude of with which a child asks you for something makes all the difference in the world. Same is true with the Lord. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.